Welcome to Daf Yerusha'im. We're holding Kilaim Daf Nun in the Oizu Adar edition, Perek Chamishi, in the beginning of Aloch Dalid, which is the Baal and Tesamun base. Says the Mishnah, Hanutea Yerek Bekerem, someone who plants vegetable in a vineyard, which is Kilaim, or a Mekayim, or if he has vegetable and he keeps it. Hareiz Mekadish Arbaim V'chamesh Kvanim. This vegetable is Oizir. It ruins 45 vines around the vegetable, and it makes them a problem of kilaim, and you cannot use and endure 45 vines. Mishnah continues the afternoon to explain. If the distance between the vines is 4 amos or 5 amos, then we will get to the 45 vines, which are certain. The Gemara is going to explain that as we get to it in the next amud. But if it's more than 5 amos, if the distance between the vines is 6 amos, we're in the afternoon amud beis, or al sheva sheva, or the distance between the vine is 7 amos, the amount that becomes usur is 16 amos. The vegetable causes the isur to spread 16 amos from the vegetable. As we learned earlier, because the distance you have to keep in a big vineyard, in a kerem gadol, is 16 amo. So the 16 amo is what's oyser. If I have a vegetable within 16 amo to the vineyard, or within the properties of the vineyard, 16 amo becomes oyser. So therefore, all around the vegetable becomes oyser, 16 amo in a circle around the vegetable. That's what the Mishnah ends. Agulois loimirubos, not in a square, in a circle. It needs to be 16 amo to every direction. That's oyser and not more. So when the Mishnah began and said that it's also 45 vines, it's not a random 45 vines. It's 45 vines because if the distance between the vines is 4 to 5 amo, so then you have 45 vines within the circumference of the vegetable. And this is what the Gemara is going to explain right after the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael bar Chanina Omar, Rabbi Yisrael bar Chanina explained, V'hu shezora kenegadayim tzois. The vegetable needs to be right near the middle vine in the vineyard, which becomes usur over here. Rabavin bin Shem Shmuel, who shetem tzois agula yerek. We're talking about the vegetables surrounding the middle tree, so that's why it makes usur everything around the middle tree. Hey, Chavid, what's exactly the design that we're talking about that reaches 45? So the Gemara explains, Shoiva shorin min sheva shorin. You have 7 vines by 7 vines, that's 49 vines. Take out the 4 corners of the vineyard. So from the 49, you take the 4 corners, you're left with what? So you have 45 vines left. And that's what he meant, that 45 vines becomes usur. Means from 7 by 7, everything becomes usur except the 4 corners. Why is that so? So Reb Chaim explains this based on the math that we have in the Gemara. We know that we have between every tree, between the vines, let's start with the first measurement of the Mishnah, 4 amos. So if I have here 7 by 7, I take the middle tree, from the middle tree to every edge of the vineyard, I have 12 amos. Because there's 3 trees to every edge. Every row is 7 trees. I'm talking the middle tree. I have 3 trees to the north of that middle, and to the south of the middle, to the east and to the west. 3 trees going from the middle tree. Each one has 4 amma distance. 4 amma times 3 is 12 amma to the edge in a straight line. Now, if I look at that middle vine and I make that the edge of the four squares, as if I have 4 squares that are meeting right there in the middle vine, every square, what will be the length of the angle of the square? From one corner to one corner, what is it? So the klal in the Gemara is, whatever I have a length of a square, the angle of the square is 1 2/5 of the side. So if every edge of the square is 12 amma, what will be the angle of the square? 12 times 1.4, which is 2/5, is 16.8. So meaning, when I'm going from the middle vine to the corner of the vineyard, that last tree in the end of the corner is more than 16 amma away from the middle vine. So that's what the Gemara is telling me. You should know that when I have here the vineyard of 49 trees, the 4 edges are beyond the 16 amma distance, and therefore they're not usur. Everything else is within 16 amma. That's why I have 45 vines that become usur. And this is also applies if the distance between the trees is not 4 amma, it's 5 amma. Then the distance becomes a little larger. But then when you go in a straight line from the middle vine to the edge, it's 15 amma. So clearly the corner of the vineyard is more than 16 amma away. Kotiris down the Gemara says, Ematari zman shemeturis arba al arba chomesh l'chamosh. Talking about if the distance between the vines is 4 amas or 5 amas. Says the Gemara, Domi sayer le'abzeir. This goes well with Abzeiro. We learned earlier, Abzeiro said that the 8 amma distance that we're talking about, always the distance of the vineyards, does not include the actual vine. We're talking about the distance between the trees, but not the trees themselves. And the raya is from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that we're talking about the distance between the trees is 4 amas. And therefore, the amount that's oyser is only 7 by 7, meaning 3 trees to the right, 3 trees to the left. Why only 3 trees? Why not 4 trees? Because 3 trees is 12 amma. 4 trees is 16 amma, not including the last tree. I mean, not including the tree itself, because the tree is outside of the 4 amma. But if the 4 amma includes the tree, so then if I take a straight line and I go to the right, I have 16 amma includes 4 trees. So it should be oyser, not 3 trees to the right, but 4 trees to the right. The fact that our Mishnah says there's only 3 trees to each direction, why? Because the 4th tree is already outside the 16 amma, that proves that the 4 amma that we're mentioning here does not include the space of the tree itself, it's only the spacing between the trees. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Nun.